Earlier this month, the House Financial Services Committee voted to require federal agencies to define unlawful internet gambling before completing regulations to enforce a ban against it. However, House leaders did not schedule a vote before the entire House of Representatives before it adjourned today. When it does come back before the House, it's expected to provide momentum to efforts to roll back an internet gambling ban in Congress next year. The chairman of the committee, Massachusetts' Barney Frank, says he plans to continue efforts to repeal it. Jay Lakin is co-owner of PokerSourceOnline.com. He spoke to WMNF earlier this month about the proposed legislation.
It's basically kind of a grassroots thing. I mean, if you want online gambling legalized in America, and basically it is, I mean, except for a handful of states, online gambling, online poker is legal. Sports betting isn't legal anywhere except in Nevada, and it's possibly going to become legal in New Jersey. But as far as online poker is concerned, if you want the ability to fund your online gambling account, your online poker account, which is what the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act took away from you 2 years ago this month, your best bet is to contact your congressmen, your senators, and let them know how you feel about it.
Now, isn't it true, Jay, that American gamblers now play through offshore websites?
And there is no online poker site in America that takes American players. There are a couple of online poker sites based in America. There's one that's publicly traded in Massachusetts, Everest Poker, but they do not and have not ever, as far as I know, taken U.S. poker players. So, yes, you are playing with offshore poker room. When you're playing at Poker Stars, they're in Isle of Man. When you're playing at Full Tilt, they're in Scotland, I believe. Carbon is in Australia. Absolute and Ultimate Bet are in Costa Rica. So regardless of what room you're playing at, and the rooms I just mentioned are the few left still taking U.S. players, you are playing offshore.
Now, there's various pieces of legislation. We've mentioned Barney Frank's, but a bill promoted by South Florida Democrat Robert Wexler. There's also a bill from Nevada's Shelley Berkeley. What are the differences between those?
Well, Wexler's bill, the Skill Game Protection Act, would basically carve out any game of skill, which most people consider poker to be. Otherwise, why would you see the same faces at the final table time after time after time? So what Wexler's trying to do, he's a Democratic congressman out of Florida, he's basically just trying to get any game of skill carved out of the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act. What Shelley Berkeley wants to do, she's a congresswoman from Nevada, also a Democrat. Her Internet Gambling Study Bill would basically provide funding to the National Academy of Sciences to study online gambling and its effect and its growth in the U.S.
Going back to this original legislation that your group is so opposed to, that was sponsored by former Tennessee Senator Bill Frist back in 2006, some people think that Senator Frist was really trying, who was rumored at that time to be considering a run for the presidency in 2008, and he was trying to make good with some of the elements of the Christian right who were really promoting this particular piece of legislation. Is that, do you think that's true?
I think it's true, and I think it backfired badly on him.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Frist had aspirations of being the president. He was going to use online gambling and his moral majority backers to make that leap. Instead, he was ridiculed for it. He was demonized for it, and the people of Tennessee specifically told him how they felt about him getting involved in their personal lives and what they do in their homes and how they can and can't spend their money. John Kyle, who Frist took the bill to, who added it to his Safe Ports bill, John Kyle almost lost re-election in Arizona because of it as well.